Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this number's here.
Brother Parker.
Hello, Reverend. Yes.
Yeah, we are the show.
I know. Let the man out say the thing and see. Good evening. This is Bible, B-I-B-L-E, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, sponsored by the Darien Luke Church of Christ in Houston, Texas. We welcome you all. We have other speakers at times, Brother Johnson and Brother Williams. I'm Brother Lewis Parker, Jr., the host of Bible, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. And that's all of us need. We need the instructions before we leave this earth. We're guaranteed to leave here. Hooray! And there's no simple thought that to be thinking of when you're going to leave here. But there are certain things that have been given unto us, instructions on what to do here on earth. The main thing is that we must be born again. Hooray! The Bible says in Acts 2:38, after that sermon, the first sermon that was preached on planet Earth, they asked, what must we do to be saved? And Peter answered and said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, or by the authority of Jesus, that you might have your sins remitted or sins are washed away. We all need to all get involved with being saved. Your sins, all of your past sins after baptism, after you have heard the word, Acts 15:7. Believe the word, Hebrews 11:6. Repented of your sins, Luke 13:3-5. And last but not least, be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission or the washing away of all of your past sins, then keep following those basic instructions that the Lord has laid down here for us. We got to live a Christian life. And listen, I always say this, and I hope that more people will think like this. The Christian life is the only life that we should live on earth in order to obtain the most wonderful life you could ever have after death. Hey, you want to die right and live right. Listen, that forgiveness of sin is very important to us. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:6-7, to the praises of glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted and beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. The grace, the unmerited gift that Jesus gave to us by living that righteous life, example that we should do, and died upon the cross of Calvary, shedding his blood, that we all might have a right to the tree of life. Now that invitation must be obeyed if you even think you're going to heaven. Every church on planet Earth is not the right church. They must be following the instructions of the biblical church. And if they're not, can't be saved. How is a man going to call himself a reverend? He can't, you know, reverend is only mentioned one time in the Bible. One time in the Bible. The Bible says he has sent redemption unto his people. He has kept his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. And we've got to understand that. And men running around here calling themselves reverends. I know one preacher, he died years back, but there are others that call themselves, he was the most right reverend. Now, how in the world? You're nothing but the devil. The Satan is out here. You call yourself God's name? Then you are a liar. And that is not in you. So you're going to have to get yourself right. Listen, the church that the Bible has in the Bible is called the Church of Christ. It's there in writing. The church from Christ. You see, Christ died, and the church, is, it has his name. It has his name. Now, how are you going to put all these other different names up there? You lying. It's got to be the church from Christ. You know, if someone on your name, Mr. Forceps, worked for years to pay for Mr. Forceps' house. Mr. Forceps died. And when he died, he owned the house. You refer to that house as the church of Mr. Forceps. He had ownership of it. Christ has ownership of the only church that's written in the Bible. The words for the Bible, the New Testament, were the words of Christ. The kind of life he lived, and he's commanded us to do the same thing. Now listen,
that command
is a kind of awesome command. You know, Christ died that we might have a right to the tree of life. And many folk don't want to do that. Christ's not mad at you. You have the right to go to hell if that's what you want to do. If your mind won't take you to hell, go home. In the church, the only church that's written in the Bible, the Church of Christ, we have some members now that are acting up badly. They have left the basic instruction and brought some of that holistic kind of stuff into the church. Hey! We are some pitiful people now. But not all of us. Not all of us. There are many now that are stepping up to the plate. They are sick and tired of the hellacious stuff going on in the Church of Christ. And we open the door. We tell them, look, if you want to go to hell, there's the door. Get out of the church with that hell you're doing. And if you don't, you know what's coming to you? God's going to do something to you. Because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. The prayers of the righteous bring forth much. And if we keep praying and walking in the footsteps of Jesus, he will break down all this galactic stuff going on in the Church of Christ now. The world is just, whoa, going to hell. Look at America. I said one thing. I said, for it is the leaders of this people that do cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. Isaiah 9:16. So we are leaders in America. The supreme court that's in America has become the new Nebuchadnezzar. They've told America that, listen, a woman does not have to marry a man, and a man does not have to marry a woman A woman can marry a woman, and a man can marry a man. That's the law from our Supreme Court. America is in deep trouble. Our days are numbered. So ministers, true gospel ministers of the Church of Christ, stand up. Stand up. What are you afraid of? He told us in September chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. He said, preach the word. Be instant in season. Be ready to preach it when people like it. Preach it out of season. When people don't like it, you preach the word of God. And Paul prophetically told us something that's happening today. He said, for the time will come, 2016, the time has come that people do not want to hear the gospel. They're going to heap to themselves, teachers having itching ears, and they're going to turn their hearts away from the truth and return them to fables. I know churches now are kind of filling up, churches of Christ, that have left the word of God because they got people in there looking for somebody that want to make them feel good. If you're not a decent preacher, if you're willing to be a whoremonger, if you're willing to be a liar, and if you're willing to make your choir, your group, your singing group, and bring music into the church, not instrumental, but get the booming and banging like you're in the nightclub, that feels wicked and low down. Some of our congregations are like a Sunday morning nightclub with all that boom, banging, and hell going on up in there. Get back to what God said in Ephesians 5:19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart unto the Lord, making melody in your mind unto the Lord. Not boom banging and carpet and woo-wee, all that kind of stuff. You sing and make that melody in your mind unto the Lord. We got to get back right. Straighten up and fly right. And if we preach it like this, you watch. When you start preaching the word of God, God moves. And things are going to start happening that you never thought you'd ever see in your life. Just believe in God. And there may be somebody here that needs to obey the gospel. There's a church near you, Church of Christ. Call them. And if we're near you, call us. And the brothers on one, from one to beyond, call them. Call us. And we'll come and baptize you. So I said, well, I don't know what church to go to. Listen, I've baptized many people down here on the beachfront in Galveston. I've baptized people up north. In lakes, I've baptized folk in bathtubs. If they could be submerged in there, I baptized them in one in bathtub. So baptism is essential to salvation, and I want you to know that. Now, I'm going to give word to somebody else on that. I feel so good. I feel so good. I got to come on off. Dr. Young, Brother Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Come on,
yes, sir.
Come on
right now.
Okay, well, come on and give us some more of the word of God. If you got a topic, just tell us what it is. I'm feeling so good.
Yes,
come
sir.
On.
All right. I'm coming at you. In Acts
yes,
the 20th chapter and verse 28, the Bible tells me about the church in Ephesus there when Paul was talking to the Ephesian elders.
Yes.
You can take heed to yourself, which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. Feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. He's an apostle by departure. Grievous wolves shall enter in, sparing not the flock. Even men rising up, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after themselves. The Bible speaks the whole truth and nothing but the truth to help us, God.
Amen.
But we must. I'm going to put that must in there because we must preach the gospel of Jesus Christ if
Amen.
You want to be saved. You got to do it where the Bible says, or you're going to be lost eternally. The
Amen.
Bible tells us how to do it and expects us to do it. There's only one church in the Bible.
Amen.
We got so many people today saying just join the church of your choice. You will not find joining no church of your choice. When Peter spoke that gospel message on the day of Pentecost, he told those people to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is a promise unto you and to your children, which are far off, as many as the Lord God shall call. And then he told them to save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they gladly received this word and were baptized, about 3,000 souls, and were added unto them, about 3,000 souls. And the Lord added to the church on Acts 2:47. He's added those who will obey the gospel. If you obey God's will, you will be saved. We can come and baptize you anytime you get ready. There's no excuse for it, and we know that there's no excuse for it. Like Brother Parker said, we are baptized any time, any night, any hour of the day. There's no excuse. Men are going to things that are not written in the Scripture. You don't hear no Baptist church in the Word of God. You don't hear Catholic church in the Word of God, Methodist church, Jehovah's Witness church, Seventh-day Adventist churches in the Bible. All of that is man-made stuff. The Bible tells us what church to get into. And that is the church of Christ, the one that Jesus had built over 2,016 years ago. And men are to get into that church if they want to be saved. We cannot be saved in anything else. And Acts 4:12, he said, neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We can't wear another name and expect God to save us. We got to wear the name Jesus Christ, the only name you see in the book. In Ephesians 5:20, he said, when you pray in the name of Jesus by the authority. Jesus is the authority. Colossians 3:17. We got people teaching all kind of things. And then we got over in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, beginning at verse 21 through 28. They're coming in my name, but I didn't send them. So if he didn't send them, who sent them? The devil sent them preachers out there to teach you lies and fairy tales and all kind of things. But the Bible tells me that I must obey God's will. The Bible tells me in John chapter 3, beginning at verse 3 through 5, I must be born again. And not only be born again, but I must be born of the water and of the Spirit. You see, a lot of people stop at John 3 and verse 3, but they don't read John 3 and verse 5, where I say you must be born of the water and of the Spirit. That is talking about being baptized into Christ. We can't leave baptism out of our plan. Baptism will connect you with heaven. Jesus asked a question one time to the Pharisees, and then he said, where did John's baptism come from? And Luke 20, verses 1 through 7. And they was reading what they said. They said, if we say from men, and then he said, then they said another one, he said, if we say from heaven, he said, why didn't you believe? You see, baptism is important. If it wasn't important, then why did God expand it there in the Word? You see, men trying to put the word baptism out of existence just tell you to get into any church and say you don't have to be saved by baptism. They are teaching that, and we got some of our brethren today, when you go to their congregations now, and you look over in the baptistry, and they don't even have no water in the baptistry. It's just a dry. And you can tell they're not baptizing folks like they're supposed to. That Bible, my Bible, your Bible, and every Bible on the planet of the earth tells us to baptize. The Apostle Paul was baptized into Christ. The Bible said, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. When did he call on the name of the Lord? After he was baptized. He followed the Bible where it said he was baptized into Christ. I want to know something. If he was baptized and he wrote about baptism, then why don't we do the same thing? You know why we won't do the same thing? Because we don't believe the same thing. We believe something different other than what God has already said. God told us how to do it, and he expects us to do it, and we won't do it. I look at men and they say, oh, you Church of Christ think y'all the only one going to heaven. Well, I'm going to say this, and I'll still say it until you prove me wrong. You sure can't go to heaven on the outside of Christ. And you can't get into heaven on the outside of Christ until you come to Christ. You see, men want to come to Christ just the way they is, whether they're in sin or not even saved at all. Well, God have to save me. God don't have to save a man on this earth if he don't want to. But he gives you a choice, like Brother Parker said. Now, you can either choose heaven or you can choose hell. But you don't choose one of them. You can't choose them both. Thank God that he sent Jesus Christ. And you know what? Our Lord was baptized. Why was he baptized? To fulfill all righteousness. And we are to be baptized to become righteousness. Huh? That's what the Bible wants us to do. So we can become like Christ. Huh? The Bible tells me that we are Christians. 1 Peter 4 and verse 16, he said, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him glorify God on his behalf. The Bible tells me in Acts the 11th chapter and verse 26, he said, you're a Christian. They were called a Christian the whole year at Antioch. Agrippa said, thou almost persuaded me to become a Christian. Acts 26 and 28. He didn't say nothing about a Baptist or a Catholic or a Methodist or a Jehovah's Witness. He didn't say nothing about none of those folks. But we got every religion on earth today. But what Jesus Christ say? What did Jesus say? I agree with you 100%, Brother Parker. We need to go back to the Bible.
Yes.
And we need to speak while the Bible speaks and be silent while the Bible is silent.
Amen.
Men got so far from the Word of God that they study fighting amongst themselves. And guess what? God is sitting there looking at. Because when he gets enough of it, men going to go straight to hell for not obeying the gospel.
Yes. Amen.
Men sending themselves to hell.
Amen.
They're so corrupt. It is so pitiful that sin now is number one thing on earth. They done got so far from the Bible, it's pitiful.
Amen.
They don't want to read it. They don't want to study it. They don't want to pray anymore, hardly. And when they pray, they want to pray when they get in the hospital or they're on the sick bed. But boys doing God's will, man don't even want to do it. Man done got out there in left field and done went too far. Well, I'm young. Well, they died before they get here sometime.
Amen.
See, we got to go back to God's word. I see on the news every day, folks are shooting up one another. You're almost scared to go to your own door, Brother Parker, because you don't know who got a gun or got a razor. Now, we're begging God, oh, Spabby, give me another chance. Sometimes God may be lenient and merciful. But at other times, God said no. Why he say no? He done gave you all the time in the world to get it right, and you still fighting against God. You can't win. I'm here to tell you, Brother Parker here to tell you, and all the brothers that's in the Church of Christ all to speak the same thing. We can't speak nothing different but other what God has already told us to speak. Speak the truth. That's all God asked us to do is preach the gospel. He said, preach the truth. Ephesians 4 and 15, preach the truth and love. We got people who won't even try to preach the truth. They got the same book. And now we got brothers fighting amongst one another in the Church of Christ, in this generation. And they're talking about, I love you and I love him. And can't stand one another.
Amen.
And I see it all the time. Why are we doing this? the denominational world looking at us and saying, they say they're the church, the true church, and they say they don't even get along. What is
Amen.
The problem? God is tired of it. We think God don't get tired. Well, let me ask you a question. Do iron wear out? Yes. Iron wears out. If you drive any kind of vehicle, if you don't keep the maintenance up on that vehicle, it's going to fall. Well, one day man going to end up seeing himself in hell and looking in God's face. Which I have to do what God told me.
Amen.
Why don't we do God's will? Because I don't believe what God's saying. The Bible tells me in Mark 4 and verse 9, he that has an ear, let him hear. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7 said the same thing. He that has an ear, let him hear. Romans 10 and verse 17. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
We must hear what God has to say. You know what? We listen too much. We listen to man every day. And
yes.
We all got the same Bible. We all have the same writing. You know, I'm glad God had the book wrote up by the prophets and the apostles and the Holy
Amen.
Spirit was doing the guiding. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 21. You see, the men didn't write the Bible on their own. They were guided and they were led by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And we got folk today think they can do the same thing. Well, I got a PhD and I got a college degree and I'm all of that now. You know, I graduated.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I don't care if you graduated and got 12 degrees on the wall. If
Amen.
You don't know Jesus, they ain't gonna do you no good at the judgment. Excuse my language. And they ain't gonna
Amen.
Do you no good at the judgment. God done told us what to do to be saved.
Amen.
We got to follow the book. We got the blueprint. We got the pattern. What is the problem? Why don't men come back to the word of God? We got the homosexuals. We got the lesbians. We got everything on earth, Brother Parker, but the
yes.
right thing. And we got the book right there in front of us. And some of us are still playing with it. You know, if I can get away with it, I believe I can get away with it. God ain't going to punish me. Because you know what, Brother Johnson? God
yes.
loves me. Let me tell you something. You better read Romans, the 11th chapter, and verse 22. He's going to say, God is severe on the other side. Severe is talking about the judgment. Go to
Amen.
Romans, the 2nd chapter, and read verses 1 through 10. God said there's no excuse. He doesn't need an excuse at the judgment. It ain't a man on this earth has not heard something about God. And God's judgment and wrath is upon all of those who will not obey his will. Proverbs
Amen.
Chapter 3 and verse 33. John chapter 3 and verse 36. You see, when we do not do what God tells us, that wrath will not be removed, and man cannot remove that wrath. It
Amen.
Takes God to remove it. You know how I know? Because God said we got to get rid of the sin. And John
yes.
chapter 8, beginning at verse 21 through 24. You see, sin God hates. I didn't say the sinner. I said the sin God
yes.
hates. He cannot stand sin. You know, there's something we can't stand, Brother Parker.
Amen.
We can't stand it. We know we can't stand it. But God cannot stand sin. You want to go to heaven, you got to get rid of the sin. You let me tell you something else. God will not hear your prayers if you're not right with him. You see, God said in 1 Peter 3 and verse 12, he said, I hear the prayers of the righteous, but I turn my face away from those who do wrong. In other words, God's not going to hear your prayers if you're not going to live right. You know,
Amen.
We don't even hear our prayers, Brother Parker, and we don't live right.
Yes.
We got to live right. And the world must come to Jesus. You know, the Bible commands us to come to Jesus according
Amen.
To John chapter 3 and verse 21. We have the command to come to Jesus. Nicodemus came to Jesus. Jesus didn't come to Nicodemus. And yet men don't want to come to Jesus unless he's on deathbed. Oh, he's about to get killed or some tragedy that happened to him or in his life. And then he wants to come to Jesus, wants Jesus to come to him and save him. Jesus won't do it. He will not do it if you don't come by the blood running warm in your veins and do what he tells you. You're going to end up in hell. I have heard some people tell me, Brother Johnson, you talk about hell too much. We don't talk about it enough.
Say that.
Job chapter 26 and verse 6, hell has no covering.
Amen.
It's an invitation to anybody that wants to go. If you want to go, don't tell the preacher. Just go ahead on down there.
Yes.
You ain't got to tell me I want to go. I'll die and go to hell. Just go ahead. It's It's free. Satan ain't holding nobody back from that. He wants you to come so you can be lost for eternity.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, we got some. Yes, sir. We got Brother Parker the Fourth online. I also think we got Brother Williams online, I think.
Well, okay. Let's call Brother Johnson. We'll let Brother Parker the Fourth come in. He got a little bit more.
All right.
This part, we might be able to come on back, but just leave, let it open the door for him. Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
And then Brother Parker the Fourth, you get Brother is that Williams on, okay? After you finish, sir. All right, now Brother Johnson.
I want to say this, brethren, stick with the book. I know you probably say it, Brother Johnson always says stick with the book. I say that because I know what my brethren are doing.
Amen.
Who behind me? Brother Parker the Fourth. Bring it on, brother.
All right.
Yes,
amen.
Yeah, no, I didn't have much. I thought Brother Johnson got a fine job expounding the scripture and why it is we do what we do, and I just appreciate the sincerity in which Brother Johnson brought his message, and I sincerely believe that we do need to get back to the book, back to the basics of the gospel of salvation, because that's what's going to save us in the end. That's what matters, you know, not philosophy and unlearned arguments and all these other things that people are doing, not humanism and postmodernism and moral relativism. The thing that's going to save us in the end is the gospel. And our obedience to the gospel is most important, and that's why you heard Brother Johnson speaking on the topic of baptism. And that's why it's essential that men be baptized today. And there's a lot of people going around teaching that it's not important for you to be baptized or it's not necessary for you to be baptized. But the Bible says differently. The Bible says differently. The Bible says that we got to be baptized in order to be saved. Each conversion you see throughout the book of Acts, each one, these individuals were baptized so that they could be saved. And if the gospel was good enough in the first century, then I believe the gospel is good enough in the 21st century. Imagine who changed it. Who changed it? And that's what Paul asked the Galatians there. What does hinder you? You know, he said, you did run well. You know, what got in your way? Who influenced you to make you stop running the way that you are running, to make you change your direction? And see, that's the question for the ages right there. If people were being saved in the first century, however you were saved in the first century is the same way that men are saved in the 21st century. And that's what I want the listening audience to consider. You know, today in the 21st century, you hear different preachers preaching different things. You hear one man over here saying you get saved one way. You hear a man over there saying you get saved another way. You hear a woman over there saying you get saved even another way.
Yes.
But how were they saved in the first century? That's the question I got. And in the first century, saints, people who wanted to be saved, here's how they were saved. They heard the gospel of salvation. They believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They repented of their sins. They confessed Christ as their Savior and that he is the Son of God. And they were buried in the watery grave of baptism.
Amen.
That's how men were saved in the first century. Now, why is it today that people are saying that you could be saved any other way?
Amen.
Because it's false doctrine. If we're going to stick with the truth of the Bible, then we're all going to preach the same message that the apostles preached in the first century, and that
Amen.
Is salvation by water baptism. Unfortunately, you have many people today who are preaching a whole lot of different messages than what they preached in the first century. But I believe that if we're really going to be preachers of the new covenant, if we're really going to be preachers and messengers of God, we have to declare the same message that the apostles declared in the first century.
Amen.
If you want to be saved, you got to be baptized, and Christ will add you. God will add you to his church, the church which belongs
Amen.
To Jesus Christ. So if you want to be saved, you got to be baptized. You must be baptized, and then God
Amen.
Will add you to the church of Christ. And that's all that I wanted to reiterate. I'd like to, you know, leave time for anyone else that's on, but most certainly I'd like to, the audience to know if you got questions, that's very important to us, so you break
yeah.
in at any time. If you have any questions, thank you so
press
much.
Press button one. Press button one on your phone. Yeah. If you do, Brother Williams, are you there? Brother Williams? Brother Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is
yes,
that
sir.
You have Brother Williams on now or not? Brother Brown? Was there another speaker on, Brother Williams?
No, sir, he's not on now.
So he was on, right?
He was on, yeah. He's not on right now.
Oh, okay. Well, if he come back, just tell him to get on in. Press button number one. Good Lord. Brother Johnson, when you finish, or you want to go ahead on deeper on your subject?
You talking to me?
Yes, sir. And if
yeah,
you just press button one, we'll let him on in. Uh-huh. Brother Johnson?
Hello?
Yeah, okay, we're on your own.
Okay. I agree with Brother Parker the Fourth.
Yes.
Baptism, you know, I think people say we say that too much. I don't think we say it enough. Because
Amen.
if you just look at your Bible, I mean really look at it, you will see it almost all the way through every one of Paul's letters. He wrote about baptism. He knew that's what he had to do. Now, God
Amen.
Wouldn't have told him to put something in the book that he didn't do. Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. We know that. I said earlier,
Amen.
To fulfill all righteousness. But when we get baptized, we got to become righteous. What our problem is, we don't want to get in the water. Well, I ask a question, Brother Park, on that. We can take a bath in water. We can
yes.
drink the water. We can
yes.
wash dishes in the water. And we can be clothed
yes.
in the and we can put our clothes in the water. But when it comes down for us to get in the water, we don't want to do it. Well, you
Amen.
Know why we don't want to do it? Because Satan knows that that's what's going to do the whole thing, going to clean you up. Satan
Amen.
Wants you to be filthy. Because he's filthy.
Yes.
He say he ain't clean. He may look clean, but he ain't clean.
Amen.
Man has to be clean again. He has to clean up on the inside. Himself.
Amen.
And so Satan throws that in his face. All you say, all you got to do is just do right and try to practice living right. It ain't about practicing living right on the outside of Christ until you get on the inside of Christ. The Bible tells me in Galatians 3:27, it says, for as many of you have been baptized into Christ, you have put on
Man.
Christ. How in the world can I put on Jesus Christ, excuse me, on the outside? There's no way. But we got folks saying you can get in Jesus Christ all kind of ways now. But my Bible says I got to be baptized into Jesus Christ. And the Bible explains it to us. It tells us so plain. Say we are baptized into one spirit.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13. And yet we still trying to argue with God. Until we do what God says, the world is going to end up in hell, burning with eternal fire. The Church of Christ doctrine is right. All we got to do is make up our mind to stay with it daily. Every day, not only a few days, every day of our life.
Amen.
Just tell yourself, I done made a practice, Brother Parker, and I'm telling you, brethren, that I said, Lord, help me to stay with the book every day. Help me to walk like Jesus walked. I know I'm in a wheelchair, but I'm not talking about that kind of walk. I'm talking about walking by faith, being a new creature in Christ, doing the will of God. You know men trying to teach that they're already new creatures in Christ and never been baptized into Christ?
Yes.
It is a sad situation. Men will not obey. What do God got to do? Just turn the wrath loose? God don't want to do that. God sees the fear of men's going to hell. He sees this, Brother Parker. He sees it every day. He looks at us. We are fallible creatures. But you know what he could just do? Just move his hand. And we all would die and go to hell.
Amen.
But he said, no, I'm not going to do that. If you follow my plan, I will save you.
Amen.
In Matthew 10 and verse 22, he says, telling us right there, if you stay faithful, I'll be with you to the end. You got to be faithful to God. You got to do exactly what he says. He said, I'll save you. You can't just jump in the water and then go back to sinning. We got a lot of our brethren and sisters that got into the church and then they go back into the world and practice sin more and more and more. And then you say, well, sister, brother, why you don't attend service? Well, you know, they got all kind of excuses.
Amen.
They be honest and say, I just don't want to do it. Now, you know why they ain't going to tell you that way? Because they figure you're going to chew them out. We're not going to chew them out.
No.
We want them to be saved. We trying to talk them to come back to the Lord.
Amen.
In Hebrews 10 and 25, he said, forsaking not the assembly of ourselves together as the day approaches. For there's no more sacrifice for sin. If we sin willfully, we're going to hell.
Yes.
We're not going to get away with it. God is looking at us every day. Don't you know when you put Christ on, you belong to Jesus Christ and no one else? We no longer to serve Satan. But we think we can do that and get away with it. We think we can play with sin. We can have sexual immoral, and we can smoke and drink, do drugs and everything, and God's supposed to put up with it. Well, I'm a child of God, but you know, it ain't going to hurt you just to do a little sin. I don't read in the Bible about a little sin, and I don't read in the Bible about a big sin. The Bible just called it sin.
Yes.
That's all it ever called it. Sin. He didn't call it no mistake. If you read your Bible in Numbers 32 and 23, he said, in the latter part of that verse, your sin shall find you out.
Yes.
And Romans, the 6th chapter, and verse 23, he said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You want Jesus Christ, you're going to have to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 1 and verse 16 and 17, he said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. First to the Jews and also to the Greeks. But therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. How
Amen.
Are we living after we get into Christ? Are we living by faith or are we still in sin? Are we
Amen.
Walking in sin and we claim to be a Christian? Ask yourself. Go back and examine your own self. I can't examine
Amen.
You, Brother Parker, because I got to die for myself just like you got to die. We got
yeah.
to face God at the judgment. And
Amen.
He's going to do the final judge. He's going to tell us either we in or we out.
Yes.
We either going in the door or we're going away from the door.
Amen.
And if we do not do it the way he said do it, we are in trouble.
Amen.
We are more in trouble with God than we are with the law, man. And you know, when you get a ticket, you look at yourself, you say, oh, I'm in trouble. But when we're
Amen.
In trouble with God and go to hell, we're definitely in trouble for eternity.
Amen.
Think about the rich man and Lazarus. When the rich man was buried and went to hell, and the poor man died and went in Abraham's bosom.
Amen.
You see, the rich man had an opportunity to do something. But he was looking up, and he couldn't
yeah.
come up. Huh?
Yeah.
He went to hell. Why? Because he didn't do what God wanted him to do. We got folks today going to hell, ain't doing what God wanted him to do.
Amen.
God said he's saved, and they turned down salvation. The Bible tells me in Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, but all men won't receive it. Why? They don't believe what Jesus Christ has said. They won't believe it. They won't do it. You can almost get on your knees and beg them and say, look, this is what Jesus said. Well, brother, you know, I got to check with my preacher because my preacher said this. But I asked the question,
mm-hmm.
Brother Parker, what did God say about it? It's not what your preacher said. It's what
Amen.
God said. Your preacher don't have no heaven, and he don't have no hell to put me in. Huh?
Amen.
The Bible tells me God is the final judge. It doesn't say nothing about your preacher or your pastor, quote me on that, or your
Amen.
Priest. But God has the final say-so. God is the one we better get right with. I ain't got to get right with you. I got to get right with God. You see, my time one day going to be up. Your time
yeah.
going to be up one day. And if we haven't walked that thin line like Matthew the 7th chapter beginning at verse 13 and 14, broad is the way that leads to destruction, many will go therein. They'll find it and go therein, but the narrow is the way that leads to life everlasting.
Amen.
Me, only a few going to find it. Why?
Yes.
Because they won't do what God say. God wants to save every man on the planet Earth, but man say no. So God don't say a word. God just sits right there and look at it. See, God is in heaven. Psalm 115 and verse 3, it says, our God is in the heavens. Huh?
Amen.
Psalm 119, verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I don't have to
Amen.
Worry about it, Brother Parker. I know why it's at. It's in heaven,
yeah.
and it's printed in a book. Huh?
Amen.
You see, the Bible says it's in a book. In
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 8, he said, note it on a tablet and write it in a book. I know the Bible is right.
Amen.
But you know what the verse 9 says? They said, prophesy unto us smooth things. Teach us what we want to hear. That's
yes.
why men are following men. Because they following men because men will preach what they want to hear. Joe Longstein, T.J. Jakes, I.D.
Yeah.
Hillier, R.W.
Yeah.
Schimbach,
yeah.
Marilyn Hickory,
yes.
Joyce Meyer.
Yeah. Yes.
All these folks on TV call themselves preachers of Christ and lead the people to hell.
Yes.
And then we got some of our brethren going along with us. Oh, look
yes.
at the crowd they got. A crowd
yes.
don't make the thing right.
Amen.
Number 23 and verse 3, 1 and 2 say, why follow a multitude to do evil? Huh?
Amen.
If I follow a multitude to do evil, do you know what that means, to do evil? Why follow a multitude to go to hell? That's what he's talking about.
Yes.
We got people are following millions of people and going to hell.
Yes.
That's right, with God. God done told us what to do from the book. We got folks who God told me to go preach. No, he didn't even tell you to go preach. If you haven't obeyed his will, God do not send sinners out to preach his word. To preach God's word, you got to volunteer to do that. You got to be a gospel preacher. You have obeyed God's will and willing to do his will and follow his way, and then you can go out and preach. He didn't send sinners nowhere. He told us that got the gospel and got his word to go tell the sinner.
Amen.
That's how it's done. I've heard preachers tell me, well, Brother Johnson, I'll call the preacher. Call the preacher by who? By God. You know what God he's talking about? He don't know himself. He's talking about Satan running out there.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You read over
Amen.
There in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 through 15. It tells you right there, false apostles, false brethren,
yes.
deceitful workers, they're out there teaching the wrong thing. If they come, you preaching another gospel other than that. Galatians 1, verse 8 and 9. And even if an angel comes down here and preach another gospel other than what they're supposed to be preaching, they're going to hell.
Amen.
As another angel that misled this world, and the world is on its way to hell.
Amen.
It's pitiful how this world is dying. Got the truth, and we act like we're scared to preach it.
Amen.
When any brother, let me say this to the brotherhood. Any brother, I don't care who it is, if he's in a wheelchair, or don't have no legs, or have all sufficient of his body, when he get up there in the pulpit, preach, thus says the Lord. Preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't worry about what people think. You worry about what the Lord thinking. See, I don't worry about what all my brothers in the brotherhood thinking. I'm thinking about what Jesus said to do. Jesus is my boss. Jesus is my Savior. And he told me what to do, how to do it, and they stretched me to do it. And that's what our problem is. We don't want to do what Jesus said. Well, I don't want to hurt so-and-so's feelings. I ain't worried about his feelings. You better be worried about his soul more than anything. Because if the soul and die and go to hell, you will be responsible for it. Ezekiel 33, beginning at verse 1 through 11, tells me that. He said,
Amen.
You are a watchman. Do you know we are watchmen, Brother Parker? Me, you, your son, Brother Brown, Brother William. We are, Brother
Amen.
Robert, we are watchmen. We are to watch out for them souls and try to bring them in and get them out of that fire before it's too late for their soul. Because they're going to hell, and we're responsible for it if we don't tell them. But now once we tell them, then their blood is required upon their own hands. I'm like Apostle Paul. And Acts 20 and verse 27, he said, I shunned and declared not the whole counsel of God. Other words, I'm going to tell you the whole truth. And nothing but the truth will help me, God. I'm going to tell you exactly what God said. I don't care if you never be my friend. You don't never have to love me. I'm still going to tell you the truth. If you come in my presence, if I'm in your presence, I'm going to tell you what thus said the Lord, and I ain't ashamed of the gospel either.
I stand
with God. Jeremiah stood with God. God told us that you tell them what I said. You just read over there in Jeremiah chapter 7, begin at verse 1 through 30. He told him. He said, tell them what I said. He also said it in Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 19. He said, tell them what's wrong with us. Why don't we tell the people? Just tell them, no matter how they feel.
Amen.
I ain't worried about how they feel. I'm worried about their soul. Because their soul is sick, Brother Parker. Their soul is sick in sin. Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 6 to 15, he said there was sin upon every hill. He said, but you know what he said I'm going to do? He said, I'm going to send pastors out.
Amen.
According to my will. And they're going to tell you what to do. He sent those pastors out. Now he got his preachers on the ball. Now, us preachers must take it to the world, and we must preach the gospel. That goes from the White House to your house.
Amen.
That goes for Obama. and everybody on the face of this planet.
Yes.
He ain't excluded either. You see, people say, well, he's the president. I don't care if he's the president or not. He got a soul, don't he?
Amen.
He got a soul, and if we don't tell it, he's going to be lost, and he'll go to hell just like anybody else. If I had a
Amen.
Chance to talk to him, the first thing I want to say, Brother Obama, if I want to talk about Jesus Christ, all he can do is tell me to get away from it. That's all he can
Amen.
Do.
Amen.
I still tell him that it's faith. I said, look, I want to tell you about Jesus Christ, the one that don't save me and can save you if you want to be saved.
Amen.
You see, everybody worrying about all the economy. What about your soul?
Huh? Yes.
What about your soul, the economy? That's neither here nor there. I'm concerned
Amen.
About souls. That's my job, to preach the gospel to souls.
Amen.
When I took on this job, Brother Parker, I knew it was heavy. But I know
yes.
Jesus will take care of the rest of it. All I got
Amen.
To do is stand up. I got the sword in my hand.
Yes.
All I got to do is know how to use it.
Amen.
All I got to do is know how to use it. In Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10 through 18, all I got to do is know how to use it. That's my sword. That's my shield.
Amen.
God is
Amen.
My mind. Huh? The
yes,
sword
Lord.
Will cut you everywhere but loose. Hebrews 4:12-13. Huh? God
yes.
name of church. You stick with God, Church of Christ. This little suffering and little pain we holler about every day ain't about nothing compared to what Jesus went through on the cross.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, brother. We are at war. Please believe what I'm telling you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 through 7, we are at war. Get ready for it. We better take a stand if we want to go to heaven.
Amen.
I'm sincere. I am very, very sincere. I will stand with any brother that will stand with the book. Don't stand with the book, I can't go with it. My favorite
Amen.
Scripture in the Bible is in the Old Testament. Amos chapter 3 and verse 3. How can two walk together
Amen.
Unless they agree, huh?
Amen.
What's the book say? I know what the book, Brother Parker.
Amen.
Anybody else want to say something?
Is Brother Williams on? Brother Williams?
He's not on, Brother Brown? No, sir, he's not on.
Anybody on have a question or want a comment to say that's online, that's on phone?
No,
let's put one.
Yeah, okay. My name is John Jones, and
uh-huh.
I agree with what everybody's saying, and I just want to co-sign and just to let the brothers out there know that God did tell us what to do and how to do it to be saved and to inherit the kingdom of heaven. When we look at Jesus, when he was teaching his disciples, he was telling them how to do this thing and how to do it right. He was talking to them about loving your enemies. He was talking about retaliation. He was talking about giving to the needy. And he talking people about how to pray and how to fast and how to not be anxious, how to not worry about today or tomorrow or what you'll eat or what you'll drink. He also was talking about judging others, asking, and he was talking about asking the Father for whatever you would like, you know what I'm saying, as in ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be open. And I just want to encourage brothers that the word is here for a reason, and it's our manual. It's the book that we should live by. And if you don't read it, then it's just like what Jesus was talking about when he was talking to his disciples about how in Matthew 5 verse 13 he says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall it be seasoned?"
for it is good for nothing but to be thrown down and trampled under people's feet. You feel me? And if you don't use what God has instructed you to do and use it the right way, then the devil will just come in and just go haywire in your life. And then you'll wonder why, oh, man, what happened? What happened? Because you're not looking at what the word says. You know, I just want to encourage you. Anybody out there who needs some help and is struggling, they look at the word. It got all the answers in the book, and ask God to give you guidance and understanding and people around you that will help you gain that understanding and will help you out through this walk. And that's all. Thank you, brothers.
Yes, brother. Are you a member of the church?
No, sir. One of my friends gave me his number, and I just wanted to come and listen in, and I'm from Dallas, Texas, actually. And,
Well, we certainly appreciate your comments. That's very inspirational. You must read the Bible pretty much, huh?
Yes, sir, my brother. I've gotten to know Jesus wholeheartedly, and he's really changed my life and everything that's in it. The things that I used to want to do, I don't want to do them no more. You know why? Because he delivered me from that. And, hey, I give all the glory to him for just giving me the wisdom, the understanding, the courage, and just to actually obey the word and actually live according to what he's called us to live according to, you know?
Right, I agree with you. Is there a Church of Christ close to your film in Dallas? Is there one close to you?
Well, I'm from Dallas, and in Dallas I attend the church, Friendship West Baptist Church, Friendship West Fellowship Baptist Church, and the preacher, the pastor there is Dr. Frederick Douglas Haynes, and I am currently now at Wiley College in Marshall, Texas, and in school. So,
right. Well, there's a church that I don't remember quite, but I'm here in Houston area, but in Marshall Hills. But you were speaking as though you may be ready. You know, we were talking about it, and Brother Johnson and I both were talking about, you know, the church that's in the Bible. You know, Acts chapter 2. And
yes, sir.
There's only one church that's in the Bible, and it's the church of Christ, or the church from Christ. That's the same thing, you know, possession pronoun, you know. Christ died for the church, okay? And he shed his blood that we might have a right to the tree of life.
Amen.
So that you got to, when you hear, believe, repent, confess, and then baptize, you become a member of that biblical church. And I'm glad you think about the Bible. Bible, in this program, we use the term Bible as an acronym, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. And that's what the Bible is. Like you said, God put his word in there, and the apostles wrote it and everything, and we follow those instructions, and we be walking in his footsteps.
Well,
I hope that you'll visit the Church of Christ soon, somewhere, and remember those basic instructions that we delivered tonight. Hope that we just appreciate you calling in. See, you blessed us tonight. And listen in on some of the time. If you got some other things to say, say them. You know, you're not going to hurt us in any kind of way, because we need to know. Because we're in some tough times. You sound like a gentleman that understands that same-sex marriage and stuff that our government has told us, our Supreme Court has told us.
It's all from the enemy, brother. And
there you go. But you say call from the enemy? It's a call from the enemy?
It's all from the enemy. The different, like, one of the tools that the enemy uses is he tries to deceive people. And what I've come to know is that anything that is contrary to what the book says and what God says, it's from the enemy, you know. And
right.
He doesn't want us to to go inherit that kingdom. He wants us to stay down here and just kill ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Because like as one of the brothers said, when you sin, you get further away from God. You feel me? And,
right.
And as God hates sin. And so the enemy, he tries to allow us to think that what God said don't do is right, you know what I'm saying? Such as same-sex marriages, such as abortions, you know, all the such as
mm-hmm.
such as all these different things that the United States specifically are condoling, you know,
right.
But in the world
right.
It's not, you know what I'm saying? That's why, like, the man, the enemy is everywhere, and we really have to educate each other about the word and about how to shun that sinful deed, because that's as the word said in Romans. It says if you live by the flesh, you will surely die by the flesh, but if you live by the spirit, you put to death those sinly desires. You feel me? And we need to get in the book and actually see how we can get closer to God so he can make all those sinful desires go away, you know? Because like as the brother said, you have to be born again. You have to die to yourself, you know? And a lot of people tend to have problems with that, and you can see it in the book when Jesus was talking to the people and everything. He would say something, and they would be engaged in they would be engaged in everything, and then he'll say something that just really cut them in the heart, and they would be mad and just walk away. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to get rid of what's really holding them back, you know, and that's one of the tools that the devil uses. He wants you to think that you need this, you need that. But as one of the brothers said, the only thing that matters is getting to the kingdom of heaven.
Right. And here's the key here, though, Doc. You're very intelligent, young man, and you see a lot of things. But I want you to understand one thing now. You keep studying your Bible and go to Acts chapter 2, where that first church was established. They did that. That was the first church. Over 3,000 people were added unto the faith, unto the faith. Okay, and he's going to preach. He goes into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So, in order to become a member of that church that's in the Bible, you got to hear the word, Acts 15:7. Believe in Hebrews 11:6. Repent of your sins, Luke 13:3. Confess Christ to be the Savior, and then you be baptized into the watery grave of baptism for the remission of your sins. All those sins are forgiven. Then you become a member. The Lord adds you. See, the Lord adds everybody that has ever been baptized to his church. No man can do it. God does it. And that church is the church of Christ. I hope you'll visit one, man, because you're a very intelligent man. You've been doing some studying. You're better than a lot of people I ever met before that were not members of the church to talk the way you talk. Visit one. And then I hope that you'll obey the gospel. But call in on us, man, because you're the kind of people we enjoy, because there are a lot of people out there that talk the word and everything, but they haven't been guided in the right way. You follow me?
I hear you, brother. I hear you, brother. And I just want to say I have been baptized, brother, and I am saved by the blood of the Lamb, and that all I am is because of him. Everything I have, all the knowledge that I have is because of him, Father. For he gives understanding and wisdom to those who ask. And I just give all glory and honor to God, my man.
Well, see, I believe you. But tonight, you've asked and you've heard. Just like I said, just step in and visit a Church of Christ there in your area.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then if you come in on this week, give us a call. We can help you get to a church in the Houston area. And I think Brother Johnson is over in Wharton, so even if you can't go that way, but here, if you come to Houston, give me a call. We can get you to a church that might be close to you or wherever you want to go. And I certainly would appreciate that. Because you haven't missed the calling now. You heard it tonight. You were listening the whole while of the program, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, you heard some straight-up doctrinal teaching, you know, and I hope, trust, and pray that you continue to study that Bible and find somewhere to go to hear some more. They'll show you some more things other than I can do on the phone. But call in once again. You got anything you want to talk to about specifically?
No, sir. That's about it, my man. I appreciate it. Next time.
What about next Tuesday? You think you can call in next Tuesday? And,
oh, yes.
You know,
sir.
Have your friends to call in and listen. Make them something to bring to us because, you know, I'm feeling a little guilty that I can't even get over there to you tonight and talk to you.
I
a little bit more in depth. So do that and bring that information and then let us know, okay? I'm going to bring you some straight up things that you need to hear, okay?
Yes, sir.
And remind me if I get to screaming and hollering and preaching real good, stop me and tell me, say, Brother Parker, you said that you were going to tell me some specific stuff that I need to hear. And we want to hear you. If you got any friends, let them call in too, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
Because that really, really, you've been a blessing to us tonight. We appreciate that very much.
Yes.
You know. If you have any more, just tell us right now. If not, you know. Brother Johnson, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
well,
sir,
you're a clearly young man, please.
Look here, if he want to talk about the Bible, he can call in and we will tell him just what the Lord said. And we will give him a Bible answer. That's what I love about the Word of God. We can give a Bible answer to any Bible question.
Right.
From the Bible.
Amen.
Right. And here's something to do. What's your name again? You said it first, and I didn't pick up on it too good.
John Jones.
John Jones. Call in on Thursday night.
John Jones.
Okay, Jones. Okay. Well, look here. Call in Mr. Jones on Thursday night. We got a Bible question and answer program. And if you got any friends, you can call them. It's hosted by Brother Horace Robbins of the Brooklyn Church of Christ. But all these programs are sponsored by the Darien Luke Church of Christ, where Lewis Parker Jr. is the minister. You can call in and ask questions. Your friends call in and ask questions. It's a question and answer program, strictly about the Bible. Man, you've been a blessing tonight, huh?
I surely will, and thank you, brother. You've been
sir,
a blessing
sir.
As well, all you brothers have. You really and educated me a lot.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And remember, this is an international broadcast, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Tuesday and Thursday night at 7:30. Okay?
Got
it. Okay. We appreciate that, Mr. Jones. And call back in, please, sir. Brother Johnson, is Brother Mitchell on?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm right here.
Okay. What about Brother Mitchell? He didn't come on yet or nothing, huh?
No, I don't guess. He
Brother
knew about it, but I don't know. What he might have had something else to do. I don't know what he did. He didn't tell me
he
got to call in to do.
He called in, but
I was sitting there looking at some kind of crazy picture. Then I dozed off, and then I looked up at the clock. I thought, oh, man, I'm about to miss the time. I'm glad your wife called me and told me.
Okay, I told her to call because I was going to do it, but I didn't. And then I got on the program so we could get kicked on time, you know. And that's God worked it out. God worked it out. Mr. Jones that called in was a blessing to us tonight. When he called again, he is really getting us an idea of what and where we got to go with this gospel even more, you know. And that's the key.
I learned something about the Word of God. Brother, you got to stay prepared all the time. Because Brother Robinson will ask you the dumbest question in the world. But he has some sense. He
he was listening to what we were saying. Now, I don't know if he's checking the scriptures, but he was listening. And if we find the scriptures up like that, you're going to get some more people listening. You see, all you got to do is find God's word up. Somebody, I don't know who it is, but somebody wants to hear it. And that one to hear it, then one we're going to teach. And hope that they will respond and obey the gospel before it's too late.
Right, right.
God's word will not return unto himself void. It, when it go out, it accomplishes what it go out for. If nobody obeys it, it still have served its purpose. That's what we can depend on. We can depend on it because it is the word of God. You see, God didn't leave us empty-handed, and he didn't leave us negative. He gave us a positive way to go. And the positive way to go is to go to heaven if we want to go. But it's up to us that want to go. If we do not want to go, God ain't going to beg us to come there. It's up to each and every individual that wants to go to heaven.
And we got
to
remember
all we have to do is just preach the word. You know, when we preach the word, Brother Parker, I know that God is happy. But if we got the word and don't do nothing with it, what is good as we got it? We know the truth. We have the truth. We don't have to doubt ourselves. Well, do I have the truth? No, you don't have to doubt yourself. You know you have the truth. In John chapter 8, beginning at verse 31 and 32, Jesus said to them Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciple, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus said it. That makes a lot of sense. Whenever Jesus compliments on something and knowing that it's right, you ain't got to worry about it. Over there in Romans, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 17, he said, Paul said, thank God that ye were the servants of sin. Ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which is able to deliver you and make you free from sin. What sins, Lord? Your past sins. See, now you're saved now. All you got to do is stay saved. How do we stay saved? We pick up the word of God. We got two great things going for us, Brother Parker. That's the word of God and prayer. We got that when the world don't have it. They got the Bible in their home, but they don't have the truth in their heart. And God will give it to every man that wants it if we apply ourselves and obey the truth.
And
that's what the Bible is all about. It's it's our ticket to heaven. We've got a ticket now. And all we got to do is take that ticket and say, God, I want to come where you at. And God will open that door one day for all the saints to come on in. God knows who's going up. He knows who's going down. He already knows. But he wants the world to be saved. So it won't be no excuse. See, the world can't say, well, I ain't never. Let me tell you something, and I believe this with all my heart. God has never sunk the wrath until he sunk the preacher first. When he sunk the prophet, and then the people didn't obey, then God sunk the wrath. Now people can hear the word of God today. If they don't obey, God sent the wrath. And God ain't going to play with me. When he sent the wrath, he said, I ain't going to spare. He said, I'm not going to even turn it back. I'm going to say it right on to you because you should have did what I told you. You're a preacher. Your son a preacher. Brother Brown a preacher. Brother William a preacher. I'm a preacher. Brother Howard Robinson a preacher. And many more gospel preachers. I'm talking about really gospel preachers. All we got to do is let's get together and let's take this nation down. Let's take it back. I believe we can do the same thing that they did in Acts the 17th chapter beginning at verse 6 through 11. The Bible says they turned the world upside down, Say they turned it upside down. Now, when you can do that, when you can turn the world upside down, then you got God. God looking for righteous men. He's looking for faithful men. He's looking for men that will preach the gospel.
And see, Richard, in something we got to understand, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. We got to remember that as members of the body of Christ. Philippians 3:13, Paul says this, one thing I do.
forget about those things that they're behind. Press toward the prize of the mark and the high calling of God with this King, Christ Jesus. And we've got to do that as ministers and livers of God. We've got to do it now in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation now. America has become the new Sodom and Gomorrah. And we don't have to say good night to everyone.
Brother John, anything you want to say, we're going to close out. And then you can give us a prayer.
All right.
Yep.
Everybody ready?
Yeah, we're ready. But Brown, you ready? We're ready, Brother Wade.
Everybody ready? Our Father and our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, the God of eternal life, the God who made heaven and earth, the God who made it possible for us to be on the radio, to be able to communicate with the world, that we may be able to reach those who are dying in sin. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the radio program. Want to thank you for Brother Parker. Want to thank you for his son. Want to thank you for Brother Brown and Brother William, Brother Horace Robinson. Want to thank you for myself, Father. We want to ask that you help us ministers to take your word all over the world.
Yes.
If we have to do it by the radio, we'll do it by the radio and spread your gospel. We praise you, God, in everything we do and say that we will give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father.
Yes.
We know time is winding up, Father. Men are dying and losing their souls, losing their homes of gold, as they say. Father God, we know that you was able to take care of all of those who are a member of the church of Christ that's written in the word. We love
Amen.
You, dear God. We want to serve you better. We want to do things better for 2016 than we didn't do for 2015. Father God,
Amen.
If we have any sin in our lives, Father, we ask that you to remove it, Father, that our prayers will not be hindered. We ask all of this in Jesus' holy name. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Well, it was enjoyable, Brother Parker, tonight to me. I enjoyed
it. Really was. I'm telling you, I enjoyed it too. And we'll be looking. Well,
I hope that God will bless us to keep this thing, this program going, that we may be able to teach others.
All right. Well, we'll call
all right,
in.
Take care. God bless you.
Yes, sir. I call and see Brother. We're going to talk to Brother Williams, okay?
All right.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Yes, sir.